This is the current practice section of Collaborating with Colleagues, Promoting Visual Literacy Across the Curriculum by Christina Keough and John Glover of Virginia Commonwealth University. How is visual literacy currently incorporated into information literacy instruction, and who should be targeted for inclusion in such instruction in the future? How can librarians begin to implement visual literacy into their own instruction sessions? A review of the literature confirms that, as one would expect, visual arts and communications faculty use images frequently, both for teaching and for research. However, there is a large group which includes those in the sciences, such as geography, meteorology, agriculture, and the earth sciences, and in the humanities, including English and history, who need to make use of images. Although internet search engines are easy to use and often meet image needs quickly, it is inevitable that as image databases are refined, their popularity and the need for training in their operation will cause the demand for this type of instruction to rise. As the use of and need for subscription image databases and other digital image collections increase, the necessity for the information professional to teach more about information literacy in visual contexts will increase exponentially. This will include instruction on effective search strategies, choice of appropriate sources, and evaluative techniques for assessing image quality. Librarians will also have to address such topics as the use of images in papers, projects, and presentations, as well as the related copyright and intellectual property issues. It will also be increasingly important to address differences in citation style and the importance of giving appropriate credit for images. The websites of 10% of ARL libraries were surveyed, and a search was conducted using phrase searching of the sites using the terms visual literacy and information literacy, both together and separately. Schools were chosen using a random number generator. We found that 1/3 of schools surveyed do not appear to address visual literacy at all in their publicly available online literature. 1/4 of schools surveyed include something in their publicly available online literature that reflects an interest in some teaching of visual literacy. However, no library surveyed explicitly mentions visual literacy as a significant component of information literacy. When mentioned, it is something different from information literacy. Of those schools that did address these concepts, it was observed that they were more likely to mention the concept of multiple literacies, information, visual, media, etc. A handful of schools did include language about the importance of visual literacy in some sort of relationship to information literacy. A query of two discussion lists, the Art Library Society of North America listserv and the Information Literacy Instruction listserv, revealed some more concrete results, as well as first and foremost, a great deal of interest and enthusiasm for the subject. Some of the comments show that many institutions are making strides in this area or have it well integrated into their sessions. One librarian reported using PowerPoint and video to visually demonstrate the reliability of vital health and medical information. Another has incorporated the reading of visual information into a discussion of website evaluation in introductory library sessions. For instance, the visual design and other visual elements may lead to a particular bias, or the inclusion or exclusion of certain elements may be red flags. As expected, those who provide instruction for the visual arts cover in greater depth the skills necessary to locate, access, and evaluate images in multiple formats. These few examples, gleaned from published information and personal communication, reflect a growing tendency toward the promotion of visual literacy in many settings. The steps are in place to integrate these ideas into our own current practices. Those in the arts and mass communication fields may have greater experience with the integration of visual literacy and information literacy. It is becoming apparent, however, that images are a part of the information landscape that we must address, like it or not. They are used and will continue to be used in ways we might not expect. It is therefore vital for information professionals to begin to acclimate themselves to the resources and the means to offer instruction for them. The enthusiasm that has been seen for this topic provides at least some indication that the awareness of the importance of visual literacy is there, and that strides are being made all across the curriculum to incorporate this component into instruction.